Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App Auka Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App Auka Navida downloaden und loslegen. Auka Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Willkommen bei der Frosta Fischstäbchen-Hotline. Für Knusprigkeit wählen Sie die 1. Für glückliche Kinder wählen Sie die 1. Für den Testsieger bei Stiftung Warentest wählen Sie auch die Nummer 1. Frosta Fischstäbchen. Wie immer nach dem Frosta Reinheitsgebot. Gibt's im Supermarkt.
Frosta ist für alle da.
This is True Crime Psychology and Personality, where we discuss the pathology behind some of the most horrific crimes and those who committed them from a scientifically informed perspective.
I'm Dr. Todd Grande. I have a PhD in counselor education and supervision, and I'm a licensed professional counselor of mental health. Dr. Todd Grande, that's my YouTube channel.
Today's question is, can I analyze the case of Harmony Montgomery? First, I'll look at the background of this case, including the timeline of the alleged crime, then offer my analysis. Harmony Montgomery was born in Massachusetts on June 7, 2014. She was diagnosed with several medical conditions at birth. She was not able to see out of her right eye. Her mother, Crystal Sorey, and her father, Adam Montgomery, had been together since 2012, but they were not together when Harmony was born. Adam was in jail after running into some problems with the law. He was accused of shooting a man in the head during a drug deal in January 2014. After he was released in September of 2015, he moved to New Hampshire. When Harmony was 2 months old, she was removed for the first time from Crystal's care by the Massachusetts Department of Children and Families, otherwise known as DCF. Harmony remained in the legal custody of the department, although she was returned to Crystal's care. Harmony was removed again in April of 2015 due to Crystal's drug use. She was placed in foster care. In March 2017, Harmony was returned to Crystal's care, but remained in the legal custody of DCF. In January 2018, Harmony was removed from Crystal for the third and final time. Crystal was simply unable or unwilling to regulate her intake of substances. In February 2019, Adam was granted custody of Harmony by a family court judge in Lawrence, Massachusetts. Harmony went to live with Adam and his wife, Kayla, in Manchester, New Hampshire. According to Crystal, on April 29, 2019, she spoke with Harmony via FaceTime. Harmony seemed frightened during the call. This is the last time Crystal would see her. Adam did not permit Crystal to communicate with Harmony after this call. In July 2019, an anonymous call was received by the New Hampshire Department for Children, Youth, and Families, otherwise known as DCYF. The caller said that Harmony had a black eye. The department visited Harmony at Adam's residence and did not see evidence of a black eye. Caseworkers from DCYF visited the Montgomery household again on October 1, 2019. They said the children were happy and healthy, but noted that the family was at high risk for future child welfare concerns. The police also visited the Montgomery household in October for an issue unrelated to Harmony. They saw her at the residence at this time. The police would later say that Harmony Montgomery was killed in early December 2019. On January 8, 2020, another report was made involving the Montgomery household, but this one did not specifically mention Harmony. New Hampshire DCYF asked Adam where Harmony was. He told the department that she had been living with Crystal in Massachusetts since Thanksgiving of 2019. 13 days later, on January 21, the department called Crystal to confirm this. They left her a voicemail, but she never returned the call. The department received additional reports in January and March of 2021, which were unrelated to Harmony. Adam repeated his claim that Harmony was in Massachusetts. He had not seen her in a year. New Hampshire DCYF received a report in September of 2021 from an individual acquainted with Crystal. The individual was concerned because Harmony had not been seen by anyone since 2019. The department investigated and realized that Harmony had never been registered for school. On November 18, 2021, Crystal contacted the police in Manchester to report that she had not seen Harmony since that FaceTime call 2.5 years earlier. The police did not start looking for Harmony until December 27, 5 weeks later. On December 31, the police found Adam living in a car with his new girlfriend, Kelsey Small. According to the police, Adam supplied conflicting accounts regarding Harmony's whereabouts before saying, "I have nothing to say." The police said that he did not show much emotion or reaction. They found it unusual that he would not be at all interested in what happened to Harmony and that he didn't know what happened to her. Adam was arrested on January 4, 2022 and charged with second-degree assault, interference with custody, and endangering the welfare of a child. On April 4, 2022, Adam was additionally charged with being an armed career criminal, felon in possession of a firearm, and theft. That armed career criminal charge is curious. I guess Adam genuinely enjoyed being both armed and being a criminal. Therefore, he put them together to make a career out of it. Adam's wife, Kayla, was also charged with a few offenses, including receiving stolen property. In March 2022, Adam's girlfriend, Kelsey Small, was found dead in Manchester, New Hampshire. The police said that her death did not appear to be suspicious. On June 3, 2022, Kayla was arrested again, this time for perjury. The police said that she lied to a grand jury about when and where she was at work during the time Harmony was last seen. About 2 weeks later, the police removed a refrigerator from the apartment Adam and Kayla had once shared. On October 24, 2022, 32-year-old Adam Montgomery was arrested in connection with the death of Harmony Montgomery. The police said that Adam repeatedly struck Harmony with his fist. This caused Harmony's death. Adam was charged with second-degree murder, falsifying physical evidence, abuse of a corpse, and tampering with witnesses or informants. This last charge was for allegedly coercing his estranged wife, Kayla, to lie to investigators. The police have not revealed the details of their case against Adam, but they did mention that biological evidence had been collected.
Bei Action gibt es immer extrem niedrige Preise. Diese Woche Wash-Abspülmittel 750 Milliliter nur 88 Cent. Oder zwei Jack Parker Boxershorts aus nachhaltiger Baumwolle nur 3,68. Angebote, die richtig glücklich machen. Für noch mehr extrem günstige Preise einfach in einer Action-Filiale vorbeischauen oder in der App stöbern. Action, kleine Preise, große Freude.
Unsere Empfehlung für deinen Podcast? Frisches Obst und knackiges Gemüse von Aldi. Immer günstig und natürlich mit dem Aldi-Tiefpreisversprechen. Zum Beispiel knackiges Gemüse, saftiges Obst, frische Backwaren. Kurz gesagt, mehr Frische für alle. Entdecke jetzt viele weitere Angebote zum Tiefpreis in deiner Aldi-Nord-Filiale. Und weiter geht's. Einfach lauschen und genießen. Aldi. Gutes für alle.
Now moving to my analysis. Here are my thoughts on a few areas that stood out to me in this case. Item number one, Adam Montgomery had an extensive criminal record involving violence. In 2008, a man was murdered in Lynn, New Hampshire. Adam was a suspect in the murder from the beginning and continues to be a suspect. In 2010, Adam was convicted in connection with attacking two women at gunpoint. He was convicted of shooting a man in the head during a drug deal, as I mentioned during the background. And, of course, he is now facing many charges, including murder. Item number two, the living conditions in the Montgomery household were not acceptable for raising children. A relative reported that Adam forced Harmony to clean the toilet with her toothbrush and forced her to stand in the corner for hours as a punishment. From when Adam gained custody of Harmony in February of 2019 to when she was last seen in the fall of that same year, the police visited the Montgomery household at least 10 times. They responded to various complaints like domestic disturbances, animal welfare, and concerns about the living conditions in the home. Neighbors reported that there was junk piled in the yard, the electricity was switched off at one point, adults had been seen arguing in the street, and a number of different people were living in the residence at various times. When the residence was foreclosed, Adam and Kayla remained there as squatters. Item number 3, when Adam Montgomery was awarded full custody of Harmony, he had only seen Harmony for a total of 40 hours from her birth until that time. All this time was under supervision. He only had sporadic and inconsistent interest in visiting Harmony up until that time. Adam would go for several months without even bothering to contact Massachusetts DCF to arrange the next visit. During the visits he did have, Adam expressed expectations of Harmony which were inconsistent with her age. It seemed clear he did not understand her personality, stage of development, special needs, or anything about her. He did not seem to care about her in any way. The judge who granted Adam full custody of Harmony did not order any type of evaluation of Adam's home in Manchester. I guess the judge just looked at Adam's history, like when Adam was convicted of shooting someone in the head, and thought, how bad can this guy be? Item number 4, an extensive investigation into the role that Massachusetts DCF played in this tragedy revealed several findings. Here are just a few. Harmony's individual medical and special needs were not central to the decision-making regarding her placement. The department kept believing Crystal when she said she would stop using drugs. They did not understand the idea that substance use disorder is a chronic condition. Adam's wife was never assessed as part of the permanency planning process, and Harmony's attorney, who was appointed by the state, did not advocate for her best interests. No one connected with Harmony's care seemed to have any understanding of mental health, development through the lifespan, or the dangers of drug use. The incompetent handling of Harmony's case deeply affected Harmony. She was under stress for a variety of reasons, including the uncertainty of where she would end up. Would she end up with her mother, Crystal? Would she be adopted? Nobody could clearly communicate the plan to Harmony because nobody took the initiative to decide. Harmony's behavior deteriorated to such a point where it compromised her foster care placement. Item number 5, state departments representing children often have a strong desire to keep a child with a biological parent. In the case of Harmony Montgomery, Massachusetts DCF desperately tried to help her mother, Crystal, to be a good parent. They offered her parenting classes, gave her every benefit of the doubt, and grossly underestimated the power of substance use. Crystal repeatedly proved to them that she was not a suitable parent. Finally, they believed her. This left only one other biological parent, Adam Montgomery, a man with an extensive and violent criminal history, as well as substance use problems. Here again, the system had no understanding of mental health. They were so desperate to keep Harmony out of foster care that even Adam looked like a good option. The term drug use is thrown around so much anymore that it seems to have lost all meaning. It's easy to forget that drugs can take over somebody's life. They can dominate every aspect of one's existence. An individual using drugs may ignore everything that once was important in their life. The focus becomes getting drugs. In addition, I think the system may have fallen victim to the myth of the friendly, violent criminal. This idea that a man could be willing to shoot someone in the head and terrorize women with a gun, but in the presence of his daughter, he is like a big, friendly teddy bear. He is a noble, violent offender. Maybe his tendency toward violence would even be a benefit because he would be extra protective of Harmony. Like all myths, this one has little or no connection to reality. Many violent criminals do not have limits. If they're using drugs, they are even less likely to have limits. I can certainly understand the courts overlooking old criminal convictions or minor convictions. Everybody should have a chance at redemption. But Adam was simply too dangerous to care for Harmony. He should have had a chance at redemption. It just should not have involved his daughter. Later, we see these allegations that he was an armed career criminal. This punctuates his commitment to ongoing violence. I don't think Adam ever had any intention of turning his life around. It's not clear why he even wanted custody of Harmony, perhaps for the financial benefit. Adam repeatedly proved that he was a terrible caregiver, but the system did not care. Even when Harmony Montgomery went missing in late 2019, nobody noticed. She was dead for 2 years before anyone paid attention. Now moving to my final thoughts. The death of Harmony Montgomery was senseless and unnecessary. Her life was spent going from one bad situation to the next as she was put under horrible stress. An uncaring and incompetent system repeatedly placed her in clear danger. In their quest to permanently place her with a parent, the system forgot that none of that would matter if Harmony did not survive.
This has been True Crime Psychology and Personality from Ars Longa Media. This content is for educational and entertainment purposes only. Ars Longa, Vita Brevis.